With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, welcome to A Secret Show with Karen Carson and Johnny Manjin, intern Ant. And remember, this is not for kids. We swear, we talk, we just hang out. It's the real us.
Oh, Karen, we don't fucking swear. Oh, sorry. I had to start it off
Watch
like that.
Watch your fucking
my bad.
Mouth. Holy
Why do you
shit.
Got an F-bomb ooh, first thing?
Jesus anyway. Christ.
So a couple weeks ago, we talked about vaccines. We should follow up on that because the rules have changed. And I think a lot of us have mixed feelings about it because our boss just called us literally about 10 minutes ago. And he's like, yeah, you got to start thinking about coming in the studio. And, you know, and so for those that don't know, intern Anthony is the only one in our studio every single day through all of COVID, through all of riots, everything. And Johnny and I were lucky enough to be in our homes. I'm in New Jersey and he's in Upper Manhattan. So we started talking about it and how is this going to work? And I think I'm the only one vaccinated out of you two.
Well, you're the only one fully vaccinated. I actually have my second shot tomorrow. So I'm actually a little nervous because of the side effects that I'm hearing about.
Did you get any side effects from the first shot?
So I didn't, except like mentally, I think that I was preparing to have the body aches. Like maybe I was a little lethargic, but I'm always lethargic. So it's like, was it real?
We can't tell real or not with you.
I don't think so, but you had some pretty bad side effects, right?
Yeah, they only lasted a day. It was the day after. And I got that funny, horrible, like shortness of breath. And that was really pretty nuts. And then I was just sleepy. I just slept. So I slept through it. But then the next day it was fine. So now we just have to get Anthony to maybe think about getting vaccinated. But he's having
a hard
time
with that. Last episode, Anthony said that he was not going to get the vaccine because conspiracy theorist Anthony thinks that you can't get pregnant.
I love conspiracy theorist Anthony. And then as soon as we hit stop on the recording for that podcast, Johnson & Johnson was like, wait a minute, this one might kill you. Hold on, everybody.
Well, you know, with any drugs, there's the potential to have side effects. Like, don't you see those drug commercials on TV?
Oh,
you know,
I love
those. It's like
yeah.
you could die of a heart attack or, you know, blood clot to the brain. No, seriously. So, 6 cases, but I just hope, you know, I hope they just figure out what's going on. So, it
but
can
out
be
of those six, they had like you don't hear about the millions of successful ones. So, if six people, if
right.
one person dies out of 6 million, I mean, I'm not saying that that's a good thing.
No, but that happens with all drugs that they test, except they're supposed to test it before it actually gets out there. Mm-hmm. But I also believe that, you know, that happens too.
And I mean, intern Anthony, if you're that one person, if you're that family, you're devastated. And
of
so
course.
I apologize if you lost somebody from the vaccine.
Oh,
that's wild if you're that one person.
That's such bullshit.
But I just think that...
Think
Why
about
is it, bullshit?
It. Come on, think about it. You go for this vaccine. You fucking trust these people to shoot something into your arm, and then it kills your sister, your mother, your aunt, your whatever. Come on. That's so hard. It should have immediately, everything should have been shut down the second the first death happened. In Italy, they're dropping like flies.
Well,
with the AstraZeneca
well,
one.
You can't just say that without giving us a statistic.
I don't have a statistic. I look it up, Google it. But that's the that's
well,
how
we don't
want
to spread
it.
We don't want to spread fear where we don't have facts to back ourselves up. So
yeah,
here's what we're really talking about. We're kind of scared to come back to the studio because you're not vaccinated.
Really?
Well, yeah. Because here's the thing. Like, for instance, my parents, my mom got to see her, you know, 80-something-year-old mother for the very first time in like a year, and everybody's vaccinated, so they can hang out without masks on. Uh-huh. But Anthony, if Karen and I come back to the studio and we're both vaccinated and you're not, we still have to wear masks. And who wants to talk on the radio like this? On the radio?
Yeah, and are we even going to be in the same room? Or
do you think it would be annoying to talk with the masks on, though?
I don't know. I haven't spoken on the radio with a mask on.
Do you think it would muffle the sound?
I don't know. Do you have a mask on?
He's
right
about
now?
To prove us wrong.
I know. I can feel it.
I've had the mask on this entire time.
And I hear it. And I hear it.
No, you don't. Now it. You're just thinking about it because
no
actually,
it wasn't on 5 minutes
I always try to turn you up. I can't hear you.
That's because you have earwax and you use Q-tips too much.
Anthony, do a test for us. Do one with the mask and without, and have us guess.
This is without the mask. Oh, you want to guess?
Yeah, I want to guess.
Okay. The black cat walked by my car.
Mask.
No mask.
The black cat walked by my car.
Oh, that's a mask. Oh, Johnny,
it's muffled.
Yeah, the second one was with a mask.
I'm just saying it's muffled, and I just not.
If you two
look.
Are so concerned about me not getting the vaccine and you trust it so much, why do you care if I have the vaccine or not? Because aren't you two fully protected when you come back to the studio?
I don't know, because you can be a carrier, and who knows if we can get it again. You know what I mean? But at least we did everything we could to not get it again.
I hate to say, I did see a stat.
And I don't think you're safer. I don't think you're safe. You live in Manhattan.
Well,
and just for the record, I did Google. So there have been 32 AstraZeneca deaths with 21 million AstraZeneca shots. So if we do that ratio, let's cross multiply.
Carry the
four. How do I do this?
Drug companies have ratios all the time.
So out of 21
you gotta stop
million
it after
jabs,
this many people die.
Can you guys help me with this math?
Sorry.
21 million shots.
It's too many people. Deaths. That's the answer. It's too many people.
What percent of
out
21
of 31 million
is 32?
You don't know if they had pre-existing conditions.
0.0001523%, Anthony. So I'm just saying you gotta kind of go with science a little bit. And also, who knows if these 32 deaths were actually caused by AstraZeneca? They could have had pre-underlining conditions.
I don't know. I'm afraid to get – it's not – I get every other vaccine. My arm looks like a junkie when I go to the doctor's office. I get every single one of them.
You remember how bad this felt, right? I mean,
I know.
We were sick.
I know.
So, yeah. What are you doing? And you being not vaccinated is dangerous for your grandma and grandpa.
I think about that too every day, Anthony. I mean, but also here we are, Karen. We do, you and I right now do sound like bullies. I don't want to force anybody.
You do.
I don't want to bully anybody into getting the vaccine.
I know a lot of people who don't want it, but we work together and we got this together. So I'm not judging people.
But we're not all having
kids
together.
Aside from this room.
Come on. We're not all having kids together.
Okay, where's the kids thing even coming from? There hasn't been one single report of somebody being infertile from getting the COVID vaccine. Not a single report.
It's only been like 3 months. How the hell would they test that?
Okay, but you're making up side effects. It's like, if I get the shot, I'm worried that I'm going to grow a leg out of my eyeball. It's the same exact thing that you're saying people aren't able to have kids. Where is this fucking bullshit coming from? Who's
well, Johnny,
you
to be
bullshit?
Fair, to be fair, there hasn't been enough time.
Thank you. Thank
there
you.
Hasn't been enough time. We
but
just started
I'm
giving the vaccine. Nobody knows yet. You won't know for a year or so.
But the one reason
longer.
He's not getting the one reason though he's not getting the vaccine is fake. It's made up in his fucking head.
It's the Karen Carson Secret Show with Karen Carson, Anthony Malerva, and Johnny Fauci.
You know, okay. I got to tell you, I'm getting my kids vaccinated, and I don't like to hear your fear because it scares me too, but I don't.
You're,
more and more young people are getting it, and they're getting hospitalized.
I'm sure eventually I will get it because enough time will have gone by.
All right, can you get it? Can you get it before we come back?
You two got to come back to work. It's not. Shit happens. You got to come back. I didn't have a choice when there were protesters throwing shit across the street at the cops. I drove through it. I didn't have a choice when there was a virus in the room that could have killed my whole family.
But now we have a choice. And
yeah.
So we're choosing to stay home.
That's like, yep, that's exactly what I was
so
just going to say.
So I'll tell you what. Hand me the equipment that you use. You come in and I'll go home until I'm comfortable getting the vaccine. You see how it doesn't work the same
way? I do hate that we do sound like bullies.
You
we do.
We do
sound like,
I will get the
vaccine. I just don't want
eventually.
Him to get sick again. That's where my motivation comes from. And I don't want you to carry it and possibly give it to me, to be honest.
Yeah, that's my motivation. Purely selfish. I just don't
want to
get it from him.
I'm so selfish.
But Anthony.
But I'm a mom.
What about your... You live with your grandparents, and mm-hmm. I know that you're hanging out with them without a mask on. They're vaccinated. You're not. Aren't you worried that you're going to pick up COVID in your nostrils and then somehow... Like, I would just be fearful if I lived with elderly people.
How do they get it if they're vaccinated?
People are getting it.
I don't know.
It's
a good question.
Even after vaccination. Because
so then what's the point of the vaccine?
And he has a good point.
Come on!
This
is going to be a seven-part podcast, I can tell.
Just save that gas mask for me and a hazmat suit. And I'll, because I think it's in the office. We'll keep him in a different room, and you and I will go in the same room.
Fine. So, Karen, you and I will go in one studio, and then Anthony will go in another studio?
Yeah.
That's no problem. I can still fart in here alone.
I was just going to say.
It's all that matters to you, you beast.
We won't have to smell him.
And I don't want to be around that either.
Got it.
But I'd rather be around your farts than your COVID.
True.
Right? There is that.
I think so.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.